This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so the first part of solving a problem is admitting that you have a problem. And the Yankees have a problem, and his name is Jason Dominguez. The size of the problem, that I'm not yet sure about. But one thing I know is I don't have a whole lot of tolerance to experiment a whole lot more. Listen to me. I don't know if Jason Dominguez is going to hit. I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to. Yeah, we've heard for a couple of years now, the Martian, the profile, the power, the switch hitter, the speed, all that stuff. And I believe it to an extent, but I haven't really seen it at this level for anything more than 8 games. Okay, so I think to latch on to that is a little foolhardy at this point. And what I see in left field is somebody who was on skates. Absolute mess. Now, I want to balance the line here, and I want to straddle this just to be a little bit fair, because it still is, it's the last day of February, and there's still time to figure this out. And generally, I'm a believer in time. I'm not going to lean on time with this situation. I think the Yankees need to change things up now. I really do. I think you need to put Jason Dominguez in center field. I think you need to put Bellinger in left. And, you know, obviously when you want to give Goldschmidt a little bit of a rest, which you don't really, he won't get much of it because he plays all the time. But you want to do that, you run Trent Grisham out there in left field. You've got to get Jason Dominguez comfortable. I mean, can you imagine Jason Dominguez opening day or first couple of games of the season, butchers a couple of balls in the outfield and trying to establish himself as a leadoff hitter or maybe eventually a middle of the order guy? It's a disaster waiting to happen. It is an absolute circus that is going to get worse, in my opinion. And I think if you wait, I think that you run the risk of ruining him, at least for this year. And let's face it, how many more times are we going to go back to that Jason Dominguez well of potential? I mean, at some point, you got to show up and you got to play. And at some point, you have to show up and you have to be physically dependable and emotionally reliable and statistically viable. And I think that he could be that guy. I don't think he'd be that player in left field anymore. You could take as many fungos as you want on the backfield when there's no pressure and you could gauge the spin and you could prepare your body because you know a coach is going to be, you know, going to be hitting them to you. You get in the game, if it's foreign, which it looks very foreign to him, then it's not going to correct itself enough in a couple of weeks to justify this experiment. Bellinger said he's on board with left field. Dominguez is a natural center fielder. What are we doing here? I mean, why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? Why is it that the Yankees, who always have, you know, three or four issues going into the start of every season, despite the massive payroll and a lot of success, why is it that the Yankees are always the team that tries to figure this out and fit people in spots they probably don't belong in? Why? Why are we going to keep playing this game? What are we doing? Put him in center field. It's not like Bellinger is Ken Griffey Jr. He's good. And I think Dominguez could be good in center field. So I was talking to Hoff about that. Hoff totally disagrees. I'm going to let him jump in a minute, but completely disagrees. You know, why are you going to cater to the... I'll let him make his points, but why are you going to cater to the young kid? He's done nothing. All right, I'm not saying that they're completely off base or without any sort of merit, but he's got a very different opinion than me. But here's my opinion. The gap between Bellinger and Dominguez in center field is fairly minuscule. Maybe Bellinger's a tick better. He's just a tick more comfortable. He's been a big leaguer for a while. He's just seen some more action, despite playing a little left field earlier and a lot of first base. All right, so I do think that Bellinger is slightly better than Dominguez in center. But if you put Bellinger in left, and you contrast that to Dominguez in left, it's night and day. I mean, it's like Don Mattingly and Luke Voit at first base. Or Greg Nettles and, I mean, DJ could actually catch the ball, but I don't know, Oswaldo Cabrera. It's an untenable gap. It's an unnecessary risk. What are we messing around with? Now, I still don't know if the Yankees would have won the World Series. Dodgers were better. But come on, man. We all know why the Yankees didn't have a chance to win that World Series. They booted the ball all around the yard. They couldn't make the most basic plays. And we're going to just run out a kid whose head's got to be spinning. He doesn't have a modicum of confidence. And we just think that magically March 20, opening day, now batting the left fielder, Jason Dominguez, is going to suddenly, oh, I'm good. I got left field. I'm going to figure this thing out, learn how to hit. I'm going to set the table for a team that's expected to easily win 90-something games and be the front runner to get back to the World Series. Got enough problems. I got news for you. Like, the Yankees are going to be really good because their staff is incredible. The Judge is the best player in baseball, and I like some of the other components. But there are issues on this team. Right now, some are not correctable. You cannot solve third base, in my opinion, in the next couple of weeks in camp. The only way that resolves itself at some point is the Yankees make a trade. Ain't going to be DJ, ain't going to be Peraza, ain't going to be Cabrera, big picture. I can promise you, none of those guys are playing third base in, you know, game one of the playoffs against whomever the Yankees might play, right? So that's not happening. So you've got that problem. And 150 feet-ish behind the third baseman, you want to have a young player out there who is lost in space? Listen, Volpe's obviously really good, but think about the left side of, not just the infield, the left side of the field. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not messing around, and I just don't think that the Yankees, now it's one thing what they communicate to us, it's another what they really think, which is really all that matters. You know, I read the cuts I read the quotes from Booney this morning, you know, admitting there's, you gotta figure things out there, but it's still early, we'll get them up to speed. Hey, Skip, I'm not rolling the dice. I don't want to say I don't believe you, but I don't believe my eyes. I don't think you could look this bad, and it's not just this year, it was last year in a small sample, and that small sample is now manifesting itself, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. Last year, to an extent, Jason Dominguez coming off the injuries was still a bit of a luxury. You know, Verdugo didn't hit the way we thought he might, but he was a rock out in left field. You know, he's just highly above all the defensive metrics back it up, above average left fielder. He's no longer a luxury. I mean, at this point, Jason Dominguez got to jump on board. He's got to be part of this train. He got to go. And I'm not running Trent Grisham out there every day. Trent Grisham. You know, or Pereira, who the hell knows what he is? You've got to stabilize this. So I don't care what Cashman says today. I don't care what Boone says today. I care what's in their heart. And because I think both, this is why I'm going to talk to Boone now. Because I think Boone knows baseball. I think Boone knows he's got a massive problem. I'm telling you what the Yankees should do. I don't know what their appetite for change is in terms of a timeline, but it better be quick. Because I don't think this thing is going to be pretty in left field all year. I just don't. He looks like, it looks like Todd Hundley out there. That's the first name that comes to my mind. When the Mets threw him out in left field, what are we doing? You can't catch pop-ups. You can't catch balls in the gap before they hit the wall. You can't shield your eyes from the sun. It's not just one little thing. It's a couple. And I'm not rolling this into the season. I'm not, if it's my team. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. on this Friday. What's going on, everybody? Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Sal is out. Inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio, friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut's Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Think about this, all right? Now, I don't want to present these variables as all eventually failing, because I don't think that they will. But when you look at the Yankees, forget about the staff, you know, 1 through 12, whatever. It's electric. It's lights out. If they're healthy, it's going to be top three in baseball. It is amazing. Yankees pitching is sick, all right? But you look at the rest of the team, all right? Do we really know what Goldschmidt is at first base? Jazz, to me, is an absolute rocket, so he's going to be fine. Is Volpe going to really hit enough? He might, but we got to see it. You already know about the mess at third base. You know, I love Wells, but just because I love somebody doesn't mean it's going to work out. I think he's going to be a stud, but he's not a stud yet. You know? So, you talk about a lack of right-handed bats. You talk about a lack of an obvious leadoff hitter. They're still trying to figure this out. One day it's Dominguez. One day it's Jazz. One day it's Volpe. Very well might be Jazz at this point, but they don't know yet. They're very lefty reliant. There's just a lot of things. Now, some of these things might favorably come to fruition. They really might. I'm bullish on these Yankees. I think that they're going to be really good. But why in the world are we going to just throw this guy out there in left field? Just end the experiment. It's not a successful one. It doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right. He doesn't look natural. He doesn't look comfortable. And I promise you, in a sport like baseball, if they keep him there, the first time he butchers one, and he will in the first week, I can promise you, you can't hide. Bull's going to find you. Bull don't lie in hoops with the foul at the park. Bull's going to find you in baseball if you don't want it to. Take that one to the bank. It always does at every level. And you want to have him out in left field on an island by himself, emotionally devoid of any confidence and belief in himself, and expect him to be a pillar in this lineup with a bat? It doesn't work that way in baseball. It just doesn't. All right, let's get to the calls. Yeah. I mean, I'm rooting for the kid, but he's not good out there. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal here on The Fan. We get John up in Hartford, Connecticut. What's going on, John?
Hey, BT. I agree with you 100%. One additional point. Why don't they think having Bellinger in left and Judge and Wright would help the rookie play center field?
Yeah.
Take pressure away from him and put him back to his natural spot. He has enough to transition in as a rookie and the expectations on his plate to hit and produce. You want to put him out in the field when he has zero confidence, which you'll probably take to play with him, and it will be off to a bad start and may lose the kid for this year. Put him back to his natural position and let him grow naturally and have two solid defenders on the left and right side of him, so he can go out there with confidence and produce.
That's what I would do here. Think? Yeah, John, I'm with you. So you and I share the same thought. We obviously agree. Now, let me also say this. You can put him in center field starting today, which they won't, but I'm just saying this for effect to prove a point. And there's no guarantee that those yips or whatever you want to call them out there in left field, there's no guarantee that they dissipate just because you're going about 100 feet to your left on a different piece of grass. They very well might carry to center field. I don't know. The brain is a very, very unique. It's the brain. I mean, when you are in a groove, the brain is the most powerful, amazing tool in the world. And when you are scuffling, boy, it is the biggest roadblock known to man. It gets in the way. I'll even make the case. Like, you've heard this a million times. There's nothing harder to do in pro sports than hit a baseball. I've always subscribed to that. You know, I believe that maybe golf. I mean, even though the ball's not moving, whatever. But baseball is there. Hitting a baseball, all right? Now, even though that's fairly indisputable, even though it's a matter of opinion, if you've tried it at a fairly high level and you listen to people like Ted Williams, Tony Gwynn, it's enough for me. All right, so I do really believe that with all my heart. But I would even say now that when you're in a real rut, not a little, but a real rut fielding the baseball, I actually think it's almost harder to break that as a fielder than as a hitter, and I'll tell you why. When you're in the batter's box, what do you have? I don't know, 1/100th of a second, whatever the timing is to, you know, certainly recognize the pitch and for your brain to send the signal to the rest of your body to load and launch and start going. I mean, ain't long. Right? Now that's tricky because if you guess wrong, you're out in front. I mean, it becomes also, you can look up, you can be 0 for 20 with 11 punch outs and, you know, 3 foul outs very, very fast. But at least when you're in a rut hitting, it's happening quick. There's a rapid-fire nature to it, so your brain's not really taken over in a bad way. You don't have time to think. You can't get in your own way. When you're in the outfield and the mind wanders and there's a ball in the air and instead of 1/100th or whatever, again, the physics of hitting is equating to swinging off the release of the ball, whatever that number is, it could go from that to 3, 4, 5 seconds. And when you have 3, 4, 5 seconds to really decide what you're going to do as you make the play, guess what? The brain could get in the way even more because there's ample time for the brain to trick you. He is just not in a good spot. And I'm not forcing it. I'm trying to help him. This is not to punish Jason Dominguez. This is to get him straight. Let me get Hank up in Fairfield, Connecticut. Hank, BT and Sal, what's going on, buddy?
BT, how you doing, bud? You're a baseball coach. I'm a baseball coach. At the end of the day, the guy's been a center fielder his entire life. Why do the Yankees always feel like they're smarter than everybody else? No, we can make him a left fielder. We can make Gleyber Torres a shortstop. Enough is enough. The guy's a center fielder. Put Bellinger in left. He's a 10-year veteran.
Yep.
Judge is a stud on his right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer. Why is it that they don't go by the eye test instead of the laptop?
Hank, they eventually might, bud. I mean, and that's my hope. And if they do, then, you know, I'm sure everybody's going to be in a good spot. But right now, there is definitely a frustration where with this payroll, with the expectations, with the talent, it's like every year you're juggling one or two guys. Is this going to work? Is that going to work? Can we make this? Is this guy going to transit? Why? I don't really see other elite teams doing this. I mean, all right, the Red Sox have a situation at third base, but that's more of a temperamental thing. We all know Bregman is 1,000 times better than Devers, so they just got to massage that and eventually say, Devers, you out, and Bregman, you win, because you're a whole lot better. It's not like the Yankees are suppressing talents and keeping them from playing in a literal way they are, possibly with Dominguez, but we haven't seen Dominguez play center at this level long enough to say that he's going to be a star in center. I know what I've read for years. I know the nickname. I also know that, you know, the majors are a lot different from the minors. A lot different. So there's time to fix this. When you don't want to address this for me is in the season. You don't want to do this in April or May. Or even late March. You do it now. Kelly's in Old Bridge. Kelly, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening?
BT, I got a question. So Dominguez is a natural center fielder.
Yep.
So usually, you know the game of baseball. Usually the center fielder is the best athlete in the outfield. The right fielder's got the best arm. I don't understand how he's having that hard of a time in left field and how it's going to make a difference. Like a left-hand batter gets up, he goes oppo. You know that ball's going to have the tendency to slice towards the line.
Yep, it's going to spin.
I don't understand how he's not able to transition to left field when he's a natural center fielder. It just doesn't seem to make sense.
It doesn't
Maybe
make...
he's not... It's just weird to me.
It really defies all baseball logic, Kelly. I totally agree. It's easy for a lot of people. Now, we'll see what happens with Mike Trout in right field, but I promise you Mike Trout, if he's healthy, is going to be really good in right field because he's Mike Trout. The moving from center to one of the corner spots is generally one of the easier things to do in baseball. It really is. Now, Robin Yount back in the day moved from shortstop to center. That worked out very well. I just mentioned Todd Hundley. He moved from catcher to left. That did not work out very well. Don Mattingly came up. He was a left fielder, probably an average one, moves to first base, one of the all-time greats. So there's varying degrees of success as you shift around. But I got to tell you, let's call this for what it is. Because the move from to left or right from center is easy for most people, you know what I think's lacking with Jason Dominguez that nobody really wants to say? Instincts. IQ. Maybe he just doesn't have it. I mean, we could sit here and say, my goodness, did you see his batting practice? Did you hear the way it sounds different, Joe? You know, talking to scouts, sounds different. And then it's substantiated with an exit velo in batting practice. That is different. And then maybe you watch him run the 60. Man, imagine being that thick and that stocky and that fast. My good God, this kid is the real deal. And then it gets out there, and things that are easy for some people seem to be very hard for him. Fairly basic things. I don't think he's got very good baseball IQ. I don't think he's got very good baseball instincts. And I think what's a little worrisome about that, you can't just give somebody that. Generally, you have it. I can promise you this, that I don't know where he was hitting in the order. Yeah, I don't know what his stats were. It doesn't matter. I can promise you that when Derek Jeter was 9 or 10 years old, maybe even younger, playing in Kalamazoo, I can promise you, even T-ball, that when he was playing ball with his buddies and they were picking daisies and looking toward the sky and picking their nose or doing whatever they were doing, Derek Jeter was probably in the process of beginning to back up a base or at least gravitate to the right spot on the field. That's called instincts. It's called IQ. And that's why when there's a bullet down the right field line at a playoff game, everybody's standing around and Jeter's taking a beeline for the foul line, and then he's going to flip it and bang, you're out at the plate. You can't teach that. I can hit you a million fungos and you can't get that. So there's two things here. There's the physical presentation by Dominguez in left field, which is becoming very alarming. Then there's the other stuff that we don't fully know yet, and I don't want to offer a total indictment of his lack of baseball IQ, but he does not look like a player to me where the game comes naturally from an intelligence. And I don't mean like book intel. I don't mean that. Seeing the game a step before others. That's what I'm saying. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon's here. He's Sal Licata Show. So I would pull the plug now. I'd put him in center. Belly said he's game four. Do it. We'll get your calls on this. Also, the Stafford stuff looked like for a minute, yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
start, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say that. And maybe the Rams wouldn't trade him. Now the Raiders, looks like the Raiders are getting ready to jump in front of the Giants. We'll talk about that as well on a busy Friday. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, 10:29, back on the Fan. It's BT and Sal. It's Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019 is the number. A little later in the show, obviously, Stafford is meeting with the Rams today. I know Boomer and Gio were talking about this. I'll pick up the pieces from them as well and let you know where I think this thing's going to go. I do agree in this respect. I think it's going to be resolved very, very fast. So what does that mean for the Giants? Can they do anything to maybe change things last second? And Cam Ward saying something not many people say over the years. Cam Ward wants to be a Jet. And we'll obviously keep an eye on the combine, get to some of that stuff. St. John's tomorrow trying to rack up the Big East regular season title. So obviously that'll be fun. That'll be a good game. Seton Hall, they should obviously handle business. You know, and right now we're talking about Jason Dominguez, and yeah, it's one thing to be in a little bit of a lull, but I think there's just already a lot of evidence that a lull has now morphed into a problem, and I'm not messing around. I'm just not messing around when there's not enough constants on the roster, you know, in the everyday lineup. If I'm rolling Tino out there and Jeter at short and Posada behind the plate and Bernie in center and O'Neill in right, whatever, I can experiment with a Ricky Lede or a Shane Spencer or you give Darryl some run out. That's okay when you've got enough going for you. This team is not that team. Certainly not yet, and I don't think they ever will be. So you've got to do things preemptively to give yourself a chance to get off to a great start. And really save the kid from his own mind. It's not so much that I'm terrified, although I do think this will happen if they don't make a change and put him in center like I think they should. I can totally see first week of the season. I can see day one, day two. Butchers the ball. Now you guys are calling us up, and it's a bigger problem with the clicks and the papers and the conversation. And then it's impossible to put the fire out. And yeah, it would be tough to lose a game that way. It would be tough for the young man. But my greater fear is that it's going to ruin him in the batter's box. And I am not allowing that to happen. So I'm going to make the move if it's my team. And I'm putting him in center and Belly's in left. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Steve in Woodbury, New York. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing? So this whole thing with Dominguez, first of all, he's not a left fielder. And from my understanding, it's very hard to play the corner outfielders in Yankee Stadium, especially right field. He's a center fielder. He's fast. What they should have did.
Steve, you got to bang that radio down, Steve. I can still hear this. Turn the radio down, please, sir.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So they should have never signed Goldschmidt. They should have put Bellinger at first, left Dominguez in center, and then maybe signed like Profar. Because Profar was
but they didn't, Steve.
Outfielder.
You know, no, Steve, listen, they didn't. And, you know, time to move on. So what are you going to do? Are we going to sit here all season and say, well, they should have done this, should have done that? I'm telling you what they should do today, not what they should have done months ago. That's what matters now, bud.
Okay, well, Dominguez is a center fielder. He's not a left fielder.
I agree.
And Yankees always do that with guys. They always try to put them as positions that they're not supposed to be playing or they're not good at.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't know. Now, Hoff, you had a little bit of a different opinion today, and a couple of different opinions. We'll take the strongest one, and let's flush some things out. What do you got?
Yeah, I just personally think, and this is something that's very similar to what the Mets are doing with Brett Beatty, I don't think, and I use this word cater in a way, maybe it's not the right term, I think the Yankees should not cater to Jason Dominguez at all. Like, if he can't do the job, mm-hmm. he shouldn't be move to center field, a harder position, though it might be more natural, but you're telling me that he's going to be able to be more comfortable in center field and not miss a fly ball the way he's missing them in left field right now?
I think he would be. I think he'd be in a much better spot. I don't know for sure,
right, but we're,
I think.
So we're sitting here over, and we already know that Cody Bellinger is the better center fielder of the two. I understand that you think that it's a little difference between Cody playing center field and left field compared mm-hmm. to where the huge difference yep. is with Dominguez, but here's the thing is, if you're going to sit there and cater to the guy to get him to move into a place where you're still putting people out of position, then find somebody else to play the left field. Like, I understand there's not a lot of options left, but they're all cheap options, and they don't have to be permanent. What they could do right now is start the season off right, get somebody in here who could play the position left field, give you some comfortability, make Dominguez earn that spot. That's the goal. Like, I hate the fact that we have to cater and hand the job to somebody because he's the best prospect we have. How about go out there and play the field right?
I hear you on some of it. Some things I do, and I know you're not really latching onto that word cater, but, and I said to Hoff this morning, like, because he said the same thing, catering, and I get it. You don't just placate a young player who hasn't done anything. But I do think that his talents are tantalizing enough where you kind of move mountains around early to see if he can, you know, be the player you think he is. And if not, then you've got to react. But see, to me, if they were catering to him, he'd be in center. The fact that he's in a position he's never played is the opposite of catering to me.
Well, to me, catering is putting him on the roster. Like, they have so many holes. Not like there's so many holes, but they have enough question marks at certain places already. The fact that the defense is not perfect, and we're going to sit here and fight whether or not we need Dominguez in left field or center field because we're not sure how he's going to be able to handle the season if it starts off slow. Well, you have so many other issues. Hey, third base is right now huge old question mark. You don't have time to sit there and play around with Dominguez.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I got you. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. Back to the calls. The difference for me at third base, there's not an internal option right now. There is an internal option in center with Dominguez, who at least has played there much better than left. And obviously, Bellinger is going to be more inadequate in left, but it's not perfect. Alexis, up in Harlem, BT and Sound. What's up, Alexis?
Hey, what's up, BT?
Hey.
I just feel like we're overreacting early on. First of all, the first fly ball that he had problems with was a problem with the sun. The second one, that was a tough play that he had yesterday. Any outfielder could have done that. Verdugo could have done that. That's the ball that when you're going to your left, you have to take one glass at the wall just to see how much distance
you have.
And then track it right back.
I know.
So we can't be overreacting. If Dominguez drops a routine ball to his left, right, or right at him, that's when we start panicking like how we're panicking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't seen him that. I said, let's give the kid a week. It's February 28th. You still have a month away from the season. Like, if he does this in the next 2 weeks, if he drops a routine flat ball in the next 2 weeks, we're done with him. We're done with him.
I mean, okay, so the play yesterday, Alexis, you do make a pretty good point. I mean, I marvel. Like, I never played outfield at a high level. I was just never fast enough.
I did.
Yeah, okay, I got you. But I certainly know the game enough where that's a tough play. You know, even a foul ball in the infield, if it's near the fence, first or third, you try to find the fence or a dugout and keep your eye on the ball. And it's a tough juggle. I get that. So I don't think it's an easy play. I grant you that. What worries me is that he looked so choppy trying to do it. Like, it shouldn't look that way on the major league level. Even if he looked a little smoother and it just popped out of his mitt, I think I'd feel better. But, like, he jumped when he didn't have to. The depth perception to the wall was off. It looked bad. Joe's in Wappinger's Falls. Joey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, BT, how are you today?
All good, man. What's happening?
Awesome. So, and maybe this is a stretch here, BT, but let's think back to 1990, 1991. The Yankees had an international free agent, center fielder, all the talent in the world, but he never had that baseball instinct. Couldn't steal bases even though he was faster than the wing.
Bernie?
Never really played a great center field. Bernie Williams.
Okay.
That's the guy. I mean, I don't know if you see a correlation there, but again, all the physical tools, but just didn't seem to have that. And look what Bernie turned into. And he was never a good center fielder, even later in his career. Led the league in errors a bunch of years.
Yep.
Never had a great arm. I mean, if somebody could somehow get him under their wing, I forgot who it was with Bernie. I know the whole Mel Hall thing happened with Bernie.
Yes.
And I forgot who it was that took Bernie under their wing.
Donnie. But it was Donnie.
If you can get someone, it was Donnie?
Yeah, okay, it was Mattingly.
I mean, so that's when Judge has to come in. I know he's not the guy out in the media, but he's got to be the guy in the crowd to put his arm around Dominguez and says, "Dude, listen, we got you. All right, I'm on your right, I'm on your left. Bellinger's on your right. We got you, dude. You take center field, put him in center, like you said, put him in his spot, and this he's got all the talent. That's how they got to make this work. It's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah, by the way, Joe, I think the judge is probably doing that already. You know, you're saying the judge should do it. How do we know he's not? And how do we know he's doing it? It's just not working. Yeah, I mean, to me, the safety blanket of Judge to his left in the, you know, if I'm actually in Dominguez's shoes in the outfield, and Belly to his right, that's pretty comforting, man. You know, the other thing, too, and you don't make a move because of this, but this is a small calculation for me. So let's say he butchers one during the season, and which looks like he could do an opening day at this point. But let's say it happens fairly soon, and you're in left field. You got fans right on you. You don't think that's going to make it worse? And again, that's not why you make the move, but that's like eighth or ninth on the checklist for me. But if you're in center, at least you can kind of escape that. You know, you're in your own little isolated bubble mentally. I would just make the move. There's no need not to. Now, if Bellinger was kicking and screaming, I don't like left, I don't feel good in left, it's just not good. All right, that's a different calculation. He showed up at the press conference, whatever, first, center, whatever you need, left, right. I got it. I'm a baseball player. So put him in left. All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. 1046 is the number. 888-808-1019. Going to be, what, 56, 60 degrees tomorrow? Let's go. Get those golf clubs out. Get those fungo bats out. It's almost go time. Yeah. There is something that I saw about Celebration. And I will expound later that I think it's going to impact many of you. I'll get to that. That probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense the way I just put it out there, but it will. We'll do a little bit later. Right now we're talking about Dominguez and how he has just been obviously not good in left field. And, you know, I think for me, the worst thing in the world is to further complicate and clutter his mind. And there's no guarantee that if he goes back to center, that it's smooth sailing, and then he starts hitting. It's no guarantee. It could carry it. It could carry with him to center field. I don't think it will. And then I think we'll get the real answer on Dominguez the hitter, which is what more than anything this year, which is what we, and more importantly, they need. All right. How about Justin Floral Park? Justin, what's going on, buddy? Justin. All right, Justin is not ready. How about Andrew in Eastchester? Andrew!
Hey, BT. Is it with Dominguez, do we think that the Yankees fell so in love with the obvious physical gifts that they chose to ignore the fundamental deficiencies, or maybe even worse, they didn't pick up on it? All they saw that he could was that he could hit the ball 500 feet,
yep,
throw somebody out from the outfield flat-footed, and were either willfully or ignorantly blind to the fact that he's deficient in the other aspect.
Well, I think it's probably more of the fact that they maybe overlooked some of the stuff that is ultimately going to probably define who he is as a player. But I'm going to give him a pass in this regard. When they first laid eyes on him, he was 16. And you're seeing a 16-year-old switch-hitting bull who could run. And I'm going to probably ignore some of the other stuff, too, because really, I don't know that you fully know the IQ of a player when he's 16 anyway. So you're just looking at the pure physical stuff.
Yeah, hasn't even started growing into his body or into his game yet.
Yeah, correct. Correct. So, you know, the Yankees, one thing on the Yankees over the years is that, you know, and I'm not alone, I've not been enamored with their player development. It's been, you know, too many years where, and I was saying this to Sal the other day, I mean, I guess it would have been last week. I mean, when was the last time the Yankees developed the first baseman? Just think about that. Developed the first baseman. Not had a good one. Tino, trade, Teixeira, sign. Before that, Giambi, sign. You know, so, I mean, that's 30 years of baseball right there, basically, at least 25. And even Mattingly was an outfielder when he was in the minors when they moved to first base. So I just think that there's, I don't know what, it's too easy to say that their player development's not where it should be, because maybe it's unfair because they do develop arms and Aaron Judge is a stud, and I think Austin Wells is going to be good, and Volpe won the Gold Gloves, a rookie, and Luis Gil won the Rookie of the Year. I mean, you know, so you can't just offer a blanket indictment here, but from a position player's perspective, this seems to be a constant issue with the Yankees. Justin's in Floral Park. What's up, Justin?
BT, I don't know what happened, man, but happy Friday.
Number one.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Monty. You too.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, they got to stop playing around with this, okay? They have no real, with Bellinger, they don't have to have him be accommodated here, okay? You know, Dominguez is supposed to be the future. Make sure this guy's comfortable, okay? I don't want this guy, he's supposed to be, they've been touting him forever. Let's get him in a position where he's comfortable, where he killed it in the minors by, playing great defensively there and also hitting the heck out of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not let it be it's a mental game. As you know, you played the game. You know how it is. So let's get him in where he's comfortable playing in center field. Because I don't want this to be an ongoing issue all season. You know, Yankee Stadium, that sun is very tough out there.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So, Bellinger's a professional. He could play out there.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, a previous caller said it. He's probably right. They probably shouldn't have signed Goldschmidt, moved him there, and I would have actually brought back Verdugo. Because now, I don't know what's going on with Stanton. He could be out till July. They're still going to need another bat, BT.
Yep.
But that's besides the point. And you know how how Cashman's going. He's basically standing pat for now. So we'll see what happens. As far as our Johnnies go, let's wrap it up on Saturday, rub it in Seton Hall's face, and let's win our first. Is this the first regular season since 1985?
It's the first. It'll be the first regular. I mean, they already have the co-chair. It would be. So it's already St. John's first regular season Big East championship since 1991.
91. Okay. Because I was there in 99 when when Bootsy Thornton and all those guys.
Oh, LeVar, Ron. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Ronnie was actually in one of my classes where he was there, maybe showed up twice for a psych class.
Yeah. But, for psych, that's interesting.
With Jarvis, they won that year, and then they lost to Gonzaga in the Sweet 16.
I remember.
But, I didn't know if that was if that's the last time they won was 91. Okay.
Yeah. It's been a long time. And then you got to go even further back. Thanks for the call there, Justin. And go further back, obviously, the Final Four was 85, and... Yeah, I mean, Rick has done things at a speed that, I knew he would get this thing humming. I did not think that the velocity would be this quick. And I do want to get to something about St. John's a little later, but I want to stick with the Dominguez stuff. We'll do some football coming up as well. Mike is in Nutley, New Jersey. Mikey, BT and Sal, what's happening?
BT, how you doing, buddy? I haven't talked to you in quite a while.
Where you been?
Actually, I couldn't get used to that new phone number. I'm getting up there in age, and I just couldn't.
Okay.
It took me about 10 tries this morning to get it right.
You know what's funny about the number? It's funny, but when they first changed the number, I looked at it. I'm like, all right, I don't think 888-808 for me is going to roll off my tongue. That's why I always say 888-808-1019. Boom, quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. When you get old, you just can't pick up on that stuff that much.
Anyway, I'm not that old, buddy.
I like to say I'm old so people feel sorry for the young girls and stuff like that.
Oh, jeez. All right, gotcha. What's up, man?
Listen, two things. I heard you mention St. John's and Seton Hall, and I'm a big Seton Hall guy, and it's a shame to see what happened, and I think this NIL may be big damage to them. Anyway, I still root for Richmond because he's a hell of a player and a nice guy. But getting back to Dominguez.
Okay.
I don't have any faith in him at all. He has showed me absolutely nothing but the little spree he had a couple of years ago at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had a bunch of home runs. I have no faith in him. There's better people in baseball know a lot more than I do, but I don't see it. I don't see it at all.
I don't love his instincts at all. And, whether you want to tie instincts and IQ directly together, which I don't, loosely connected, but... Yeah, you can talk about the toolbox. He's this, he's that. I mean, is the brain, and I'm not saying, I don't mean intelligence. Again, I want to reinforce that. I don't mean books or whatever. Conversationally, just talking about the ability to, have that brain fire quickly on a baseball diamond. Is it there or is it not? And the one thing that I don't want to risk, and this is why I'm trying to do this preemptively and avoid this, okay? If they keep him, and quick sidestep, I don't think they're going to move him back to center field anytime soon. I'm telling you what I would do. But I don't think they'll do that yet. But it's my fear, if they keep him in left and the regular season starts and there's zero improvement, and then they're like, all right, maybe I'm just saying 3 weeks in, all right, this is not going well. He's hitting .206 and he's got two errors and he's looked a little lost out there still in left field. Let's put him in center, get him going. Well, if he's in a deep enough hitting funk, even going back to center field might not free him up. So do it now. Let him start the season clean. 888-808-1019 is the number. All right, let's get to this. In addition to the Dominguez-Yankee stuff, a little St. John stuff later as well, and Cam Ward said something about the Jets that is very interesting. But if Stafford, this is kind of the latest tea leaf here, if Stafford is leaning Raiders, is there, one, anything the Giants can do to change his mind about that? And if there is, should the Giants even do it? Is he worth doing that? Get to that coming up. BT and Sal on the Fan.